Marry me, Jonathan. Please marry me.
You're trying to kill me.
Marriage is death.
Why now?
Because 2 years ago I slept 8 hours. A year ago it was 12. It's up to 15 now. Pretty soon it's going to be 24.
What are you trying to do? Scare me?
I need a life.
Get a job!
I don't want a job. I want you.
I'm taken by me! Get out of the house! Do something useful, goddammit!
You wouldn't let me work when I wanted to.
That was a year ago.
Throw a tantrum every time you call and I'm not home.
Look, sister, I'm out there in the jungle 8 hours a day.
You wouldn't even let me canvas for Kennedy.
You want a job? I got a job for you. Fix up this pigsty. You get a pretty goddamn good salary for testing out this bed all day. You want an extra $50 a week? Try vacuuming. You want an extra $100? Make this goddamn bed. Try opening some goddamn windows. That's why you can't stand up in here. The goddamn place smells like a coffin.
When I was researching this the other day, I was trying to put stuff together. I was Googling stuff trying to spell wheelbarrow correctly.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, how old am I? I'm 20, God, 27?
Yeah, you're an old fucker.
Yeah, I'm at this point in my life, and up until now, I always thought that it was wheel barrel, which makes sense. It's basically a barrel that you're wheeling around, but it isn't. It's B-A-R-R-O-W. Did you even know that, or am I retarded?
Yeah, it's not a barrel. It's a
I always thought it was wheel barrel. But it's not. It's yeah. So I guess I'm
well,
the idiot.
Well, it's not a barrel. It's a barrel.
Well, I know, but I thought that's what it was. It was like, you know, two words put together. But it's not. It's its own word. So
exactly.
That was kind of funny. But yeah, the wheelbarrow full of dicks is what we're calling this, I guess, because Mike and Mike is kind of dumb.
One of us
could have came up with a nickname or something like a Bono or the Edge or
no, the Salty Gator.
But then we'd have to decide which one of us was the homo.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking that up the other day. The Edge, dude's name is Dave. Like, do you think that when you two started off, like, you know, they were calling him Dave. Do you think he was ever Dave, or do you think he, like, you know, introduced himself as The Edge, and that's just what they've always called him?
I'm pretty sure if somebody ever introduced themselves to me as The Edge, I'd slap him right in the nutsack.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, do you start a band with a dude who wants to be called The Edge?
No, you don't do that. That's gay. Why would you do that?
Well, what I want to know is, I mean, were they friends with him before he was The Edge? I mean, if I were to come to you in a couple of days and be like, Napes, I don't want you to call me Mike anymore. I want to be known as The Rooster. Like, you'd probably punch me or something. I mean, you certainly would, you know, not start calling me The Rooster. I mean, you don't just be like, you know, oh, okay, The Rooster.
I would slap you right in the nutsack and then yell, no homos. I'm not gay.
They have two pretentious pricks in that band. Bono's name is Paul. Dude named Paul. Just
is his last name Bono?
No. Bono is nowhere in his real name. I don't know where he came up with. What even is a Bono?
I don't know.
I mean,
know.
At least the Edge is a thing.
I guess he dubbed himself Bono.
Yeah, he just like, no, I will not be known as Paul. That's my Bono impression.
Did you hear that story about what Bono did over in Scotland?
No, what'd he do?
He got up on stage and started preaching to the crowd and started clapping his hands like, okay, everybody start clapping your hands. And a couple people started, you know, doing that. And he goes, every time you clap your hands, a little child in Africa dies. And somebody shouted out, well, then stop fucking clapping your hands.
Then stop clapping your hands. So... that's kind of shitty to put that on people, to like tell them to clap their hands and then after they've been clapping their hands a while, tell them what they're really doing. I mean, that's pretty fucked up.
Exactly.
Like, you've now killed 12 African children. You sons of bitches. Like, Bono, you son of a bitch. You put that on me. Don't you put that blood on my hands, Bono. Paul, you fuck.
Paul, do you realize how many baby angels you just killed right now?
So if we were to make you a nickname, what would your nickname be? Would you be the
I'd be Testicules.
Like a... what are those guys in New York? Mike and the Mad Dog? Like, who decided who was Mike? Who got to be their real name and who was the other guy?
Well, the front dude, you get to keep your real name. And then the backup dude, you get the nickname because you're not important enough to be first name dude.
Do you think that... I guess what? The Mad Dog would be like the crazy guy. Ooh, I'm bringing the thunder. You know, there's the straight man and then the crazy guy. So I guess in this case I'd be the straight guy and you'd be the crazy guy. So you get a nickname. What would your nickname be? I guess, well, it'll be the Mike and the wacky magician.
The man scooter.
The man scooter. Mike and the Mad Scooter in the morning.
Exactly.
I like it. Oh, boy.
Like, the reason that they do that is because the dude... Okay, the straight dude, the dude with the actual name, actual name dude's supposed to calm down funny name dude. Like, if funny name dude...
Oh, funny name dude just getting crazy.
Exactly. Like, if he slips up one day and says faggot on the air, like, oh, you can't say faggot... Like, he's like, oh,
the crazy man saying faggot.
Gator, you can't say faggot. Like, oh, we weren't supposed to say that in the script we already okayed.
He's out of his mind. We can't control him. He's a madman.
Oh, no.
That's funny. Well, what's going on, Napes?
Well... Lately in the Little Gun Worlds...
Oh, boy.
If you were to follow the Little Gun Worlds, some dude decided over in Tennessee it'd be a great idea to go buy an AK pistol, because Tennessee, you know...
Is that a real thing, AK pistol?
Hell yeah, dude. They're like $350. They're awesome.
So it's like a mixture of the... I don't know anything about
guns. It's an AK, like, made smaller and with no buttstock, so it becomes a pistol... But it looks exactly like an AK with no buttstock on it,
and so it's like a fun sized AK.
Well, yeah, it's like a pistol version of an AK. It's like a little handy dude. Like, you know, you got the big hammer and you got the small hammer for small jobs. Well, that's your small hammer.
Yeah.
Well, this guy decided it'd be a great idea to bull bait some cops into fucking beating his ass. Or, you know, throwing them to the ground with shotguns blaring. And he pretty much knew if he walked around this park where open carry was legal, he was going to open carry this AK pistol on a sling around his back at first. Like, he just put this fucking thing around his back, like, just, like, put it around there like he was a homeless man. And it was a bag full of, like, hobo goodies. Well...
A bag full of hobo goodies.
Well, he takes this thing and he goes down to this park, and not only did, you know, he do fucking stupid shit like take his AK pistol to the park to walk his dog, which he had no dog, he just wanted to walk around. He goes around and he paints the fucking tip of it like safety orange to make it look like a fucking toy gun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that pisses people off a little bit, especially, you know, the cops.
What, to paint it safety orange?
Well, yeah, he made it look like a goddamn toy. And thought,
did they get an opportunity to be pissed off, or
yeah,
they already did?
No, they got an opportunity to be pissed off. Apparently, he was walking around, and a couple of people saw him, and, you know, he wasn't dressed like a normal person. He wasn't like some dude wearing a normal t-shirt and jeans, maybe a, you know, a hat. No, this fucker decided to go out and buy some... military surplus shit and put on his best crap for his Sunday run-ins and went around to this park in mill surplus gear and big old mill surplus boots and camo shit.
So he's basically wearing a big sign that said, I'm a crazy fucker and I'm here to kill you.
Exactly. He wore his fucking attention whore outfit and painted his gun to make it look like a toy because he said he didn't want the cops to shoot him. And he said that it would take, they would hesitate a moment if they thought that it was a plastic gun.
How'd that work out for him?
Apparently the cops went, or the park rangers went up to him. One of them went up to him and said, "Hey, fuckface, what are you doing?" And the guy said, "Walking around with my shit." And the guy says, "Is that a rifle?" He goes, "No." He goes, "Why'd you paint it orange?" "None of your business. Eat a dick in hell."
And eat a dick in hell.
So the guy's walking around this, like, fucking pond, and he's making his way around. You know, like, the pond over by Chris's house?
He's just walking around
it? Yeah, he's just walking around it. And then he gets to the other side of the little lake, and there's another park ranger there, a different park ranger than before, with his shotgun out, telling him to get the fuck on the ground.
Yeah.
And then held him for a few hours until they figured out what the fuck he was carrying.
So did they ever discover exactly what it was that he was, you know, doing?
Oh, yeah. He was bull baiting cops into a lawsuit.
Yeah.
And they pretty much figured that out really quick. They had him, like, in the car for 2 hours while they figured out what the fuck this thing he was carrying was.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so he says, "Well, I'm not fixing on suing nobody because I didn't technically receive any damages and I don't have a case." So he tries to buy a silencer for his new pistol, which is legal in Tennessee, perfectly legal, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Well, the guy who was selling him the silencer, like, that, this was a big news program out there. Like, they had this shit on the news, and all of his dirty laundry was airing. And the gun shop dude who he put a deposit on for the silencer said, "There's no way in hell I'm selling you a silencer, dude. You are fucked up." And told him to get the fuck out and gave him his money back. And now he said, "Oh, well, this cost me an opportunity to buy a silencer, so I'm going to sue the park department."
Which was the whole intention to begin with.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, this is the exact same thing as going to, like, Deerberg's or Schnucks and, you know, taking a thing of butter spray and, like, "Oh, spray butter all over the ground. Whoops, I've fallen. Oh, no, I've hurt myself. I guess I'm going to have to sue you, because if not, I will never be able to pay these medical bills. Oh, God, no. What will my three cats eat?"
At least three cats.
At least three cats.
I'm guessing probably more than that, but that's funny. I mean, really, when it comes down to it, why don't you just... There's so much that you can do. I mean, people will pay you to do all kinds of shit.
Well, apparently this dude's already on disability. Like, this isn't his first time suing somebody.
Yeah.
He's been suing places. And he's notorious in the little gun world. Wherever he happens to grace his goddamn cock splatter, he just fucks everything up. He's like a freight train of failure. Just over and over again.
A freight train of failure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everything he touches, he fucks up. And he tried to sue some little gun store for not selling him ammo, I heard, or not in the quantity he so desired at the day. All kinds of stupid shit like that. Yeah, so, yeah, Mr. Disability, who has hurt himself so greatly doing whatever job he happened to have come across whenever he did.
Well, it sounds to me like if he can, you know, spend time hauling an AK around a pond all day, what's he on disability for?
Apparently he hurt himself, I don't know, playing with his sounding kit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that when you put a nail in your wiener hole?
Yeah, you put a nail in your wiener hole and you get a little vibrator and you vibrate the little metal rod. And I saw this awesome little thing. It was this, you know, those jeweler... screwdrivers, you know, those little jeweler things. You know, the jeweler screwdrivers, the little, you know, the little silver ones. They got the little top thing that's screwed, you know, kind of thing. Well, they're these little screwdrivers, and you're supposed to buy them for, like, tiny little screws.
Okay, or yeah, like an eyeglass kit, almost, kind of.
Well, a little bit bigger, yeah, okay. About the same thing as an eyeglass kit, only a little bigger. And right across the front of the box, there was a message that said, "Not for inserting into penis."
That's on the box?
Yeah, that's on the box. The box.
What really is for inserting? I mean, like, do they make something specifically for inserting in your penis?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you get Sounda kits. They're these little, like, stainless steel rods.
There's something actually for that, though?
Yeah, I mean, there's something for that. I mean, they make it to put in your penis hole.
Oh, wow.
And then you jerk off and put a vibrator on it. And it goes ding, 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 ding,
in
ding.
In your lifetime, can you ever imagine a time when you're sitting at home and thinking to yourself, hey, man, wouldn't it be really cool if I could put stuff in my penis hole?
No.
I mean,
never.
Even when we're talking about it now and we're talking about how people do that, at no point do I think, well, maybe I should try that. I just, ooh. I mean, like. Have you ever been, like, jacking off in the shower and gotten shampoo in your pee hole? That was good enough for me, man.
Well.
That was awful.
I wouldn't toot my own horn, but yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't toot your own horn?
Well, unless it was one of those parties where everybody was tooting their own horn.
Like in a circle?
Well, not necessarily in a circle.
In a random.
Well, it could be standing up on each other. It could be a fling party where you just fling it on each other.
That seems excessive.
Well, I mean, you know, it's Spider-Man night. You just throw like, oh, my webbing.
Oh, he's crazy. I gotta get him under control. The crazy doctor. What was it that Jesse wanted me to ask you about? It was Chud Babies.
Oh, Chud Babies.
Yeah.
Chud Babies happen when you have anal sex with a woman. And you spood inside her butthole.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you keep kind of going a little bit so it mixes around in there. And then, like, 2 or 3 days later, when it falls out, whenever she goes,
Two or 3 days?
Well, sometimes. I mean, if you're getting your poo pushed in, it might, you know, be backed up for a little bit. So, I don't know. I've never had my poo pushed in.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
But then you got to leave it in there for a while stir it up.
Well, it ferments itself.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's like prison gin or whatever that is.
So, I make it in the toilet.
I make sangria in the toilet. So you after a few days or a few hours, you know, what have you, what comes out later on after the lady does her business,
yeah,
that's the Chud Baby.
So you just stick it on up there and then make yourself a little snack and.
Oh yeah.
That's gross.
Oh, did I tell you my idea for getting your Red Wings? Like, I had this idea for a restaurant, and what you do is you get these extra spicy buffalo wings, and they're just dyed completely red, just red as hell, and you eat them. And then you get this little placard, like when you're done, it says, I got my Red Wings. You know, like when you're eating a lady out on her Tasty Time.
Oh,
the
Jesus.
Red Wings. Like, teehee.
How long did it take for you to bring up Tasty Time? 17 minutes. And there it is.
Well, you interrupted me with your butthole talk. I mean, I go to the vagina first, but then the butthole. You know, you don't go butthole to vagina. That's called cross-contamination.
Yeah.
You can't cross-contaminate.
Yeah, you go from butthole to... If you go to vagina, then to butthole, then back to vagina, did you like, form a barrier that...
No. Well, you can go vagina to butthole, because then you got some scoojums on your junk, and she might be all sweaty, and, you know, that helps, too. But if you go butthole to vagina... You're just asking for crotch rot.
Wow.
Yeah,
fabulous.
Yeah, you can't have your lady having crotch rot. That's just, you know, that's not cool.
You want to do a song?
I can't sing. I sound like some dude Ron Jeremy throat fucked for like 10 hours.
I meant like play a song.
What kind of song?
Songs.
Yes, I got off.
Working man's daily, just pissing away.
Masturbate. Masturbate on my face. On my face.
Like metal, or would that be like
no, that's
the Monster Mash, only in a weird sort of way.
No, that's Death Clock.
Oh, so like heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
Is monster metal and heavy metal a different thing? I don't know. I guess I'm
they are not.
Well, every time I've been in the car with you, you listen to like weird Japanese techno music. Are you even like aware of real music? Or?
Well, yeah. Death Clock.
Yeah. So music based on a cartoon you're aware of, but not like music?
I like Still Alive. That was based on a video game.
So to answer my question, not really.
No, I like real music. I like real music that comes from video games.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, next month, me and Bobby are going to Kansas City to see Alice in Chains. Is that something that, like, you would say, oh, that's cool, or would you be like, you know, fuck Alice in Chains?
Fuck Alice in Chains.
Fuck Alice in Chains.
I have no use for them.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm partial to them because they saved my friend Chris's life. Did I ever tell you that story?
No, you did not.
The story of when Lane Staley saved Chris's life. Chris was, I think he was driving home from Chicago. I want to say it was Chicago, and he was like, you know when you like are really questioning whether you should drive or whether you should just stay where you are?
No, I never question that. I am always ready to drive.
Really? Well, I mean, like, you know, you're kind of falling asleep, but you're like, fuck it, I can probably make it because I don't want to get up early and drive home tomorrow.
Nothing. Well, I just pound one out real quick and then I'm good to go.
Okay, well, you understand the concept.
Well, yeah, I get the concept.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Chris was driving home from Chicago and he didn't know whether or not he'd make it or not, but he didn't want to get up the next day and drive home. So he's driving on the highway and he's kind of dozing off and... like, with perfect timing, like, out of nowhere, like, the start of a you know, so you don't know anything about Alice in Chains, you don't know anything about...
No.
Well, they have a song, it's called, I think I have it, actually, it's called Them Bones, and this is how it starts. Like, it starts off with, like, well, you can't hear it, so I guess that's not helping you.
Well, no.
No. But, like, it starts off, like with the dude just fucking yelling just out of nowhere. Yeah, like, ah! That's how it starts. And I played it so everybody else except you can hear it. But, yeah, like, He just yells. Here, I'll give it a second. Actually, play it so you can hear it. This is how the song starts. It didn't play. Fuck you.
It plays.
Well, yeah, it's doing the thing, but it isn't playing for you.
Oh, check the thing. I might have muted it. Because you could keep hearing the button clicks.
Well, that doesn't help.
No, it doesn't. My faggotry knows no goddamn boundaries.
You fucking muted it? So I'm sitting here trying to play shit, and you muted it.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, they couldn't hear the button clicks, and that's what the purpose was. I mean, if you can't hear the button clicks, you're awesome.
So how do you unmute it?
You got to go to the little speaker thing and then right-click it and hit mute.
Little speaker thing. This is...
Yeah.
This little, thing?
Yeah, that thing. No, not that thing.
Volume control.
Yeah, volume control.
You have mute out.
Yeah. So mute. Oh, yeah, but now they can hear button clicks.
What button clicks?
That thing around click on shit.
How do you make it so you can do this?
You gotta turn off button clicks.
That sounds way too bad.
Yeah, that's why you put them all.
For the sake of argument, we'll leave it on. Yeah. So, this.
Now I don't know if they heard.
No, they hear it. See?
What's the point?
You see it playing? Okay.
What's this playing?
Playing whatever you're playing.
Playing something.
So you're playing some weird song.
No, you're playing something. Come on, what is that?
That's what Adina?
Adina?
God, that's probably some weird ass Chinese shit.
What is it? What is it called?
Adina.
Adina?
Adina. It's on your fucking iTunes.
I don't know what it is. I got all kinds of shit on there. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it does.
Okay, so... anyway. God damn it.
Now, Oh, that's the dude, like, what's his name from fucking, Korn? That's his brother's band.
I hate you so much.
Oh, well...
So anyway... this is Them Bones, the song that I was talking about. Oh, God, what just happened?
I think that was your thing. That was like,
yeah.
That's cool.
So it woke Chris up, and it sounds interesting, but now it doesn't sound interesting at all because it's ruined.
Well, you did that, and I didn't do that.
is completely, completely fucking ruined. Yeah. But it God damn you.
That's so funny.
I don't even know what's going on here.
Neither do I. This is so unprofessional.
I'm not doing this for money.
That's true.
Doing this for some puss.
You're doing it for the puss?
Yeah.
Now I just want to play this over and over again. Because now I finally got it to work. Oh.
What are you playing that in?
Windows Media Player? Because your iTunes is fucking goofy.
No, that my iTunes takes out a lot of shit. That's a netbook. Netbooks aren't powerful. They're meant to be netbooks.
Windows Media Player works just fine.
Well, yeah, if you like penis.
Well, you know. So, yeah. Next month we're going to see Alice in Chains, and you could care less because you like music based on video games.
I think Alice in Chains was in one of the rock bands or something. Does that count as music in a video game?
Well, no. I like music that was made for the video game.
Made for the video game? Like, yeah. Ooh, yo, ka, 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 do, 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 you, do, do, do.
No. Like, here,
with,
here.
With, like, a techno beat, like a...
No. No, here, give me my little thing. I will show you... Give me my little thing. I will show you real music from a video game.
Oh, I can hardly wait. Real music.
Yeah, that's real music.
Based on a video game.
Based on an awesome video game where some chick runs around and just fucks dudes up. Like she slings her girl dick everywhere.
This was a trial. She's gonna
make a noise.
I'm making
all right, well, here's Napier's song.
It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done and you make a neat plan for the people who are still alive. I'm not even angry. I'm being so sincere right now. Even though you broke my heart and killed me, I'm torn into pieces.
your car listening to?
Every day. That's my meditation music.
That and the dude from Korn's Brothers shit band.
Well, two songs from it, but no, not all.
Were they in video games?
No.
No.
That's just something I picked up from somewhere.
You got them on accident and decided to just listen to them?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's only like two songs. I don't think he's in the band anymore. I think they kicked him out for being a whiny douchebag.
But they were probably only around because he was the dude from Korn's brother.
Well, yeah, but yeah, that's why they're not any around him, where they had like the one CD and then they had a bunch of CDs after that.
They're like, we're not going to put up with your bullshit even though you're the only reason we're famous.
Yeah, pretty much.
And now they're playing firehouses around the country.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're like, I don't know, playing kids' birthday parties and hanging out and like, oh, little Timmy's 11. Good job,
little
guy.
We're so angsty. Happy birthday.
We're going to sing a song to you that you'll get like 10 years later when your parents like hate you and you hate them too.
Well, you'll understand this one day, kids, when all hope is lost.
And your dad won't buy you condoms and gin.
That's funny.
Like, fuck you, Dad! I don't need this shit! I got too much going on in my life!
I'm gonna go buy an edema record.
I'm gonna paint my face. ICP, bro! ICP! I'm on the posse now!
You can buy me whatever color shirt you want. I got all the black dye I need. You can take these My Little Ponies and shove them up your ass.
God damn it, Mom! I don't want sweaters! I'm too dark! Quit! God damn it, I want to be hardcore! Why don't you let me be hardcore?
That's great. Oh, man. I wish I would have had that Alice in Chains drop when you were telling that, gun story.
What Alice in Chains? Oh, the little opening.
About to fall asleep there. This is awful.
Every moment of it.
No one's going to listen to this.
Somebody will listen to it. I'll listen to it.
You're going to sit back and listen to yourself?
I sit back and listen to myself all the time.
Do you just, you know, sit there and go, oh, Napier?
No, well, I got my little WoW Ventrilo peoples. We get on the WoW and we raid and we yell at each other.
Oh, I'm definitely going to need the Alice in Chains thing if you start talking about WoW.
What's wrong with WoW? WoW's awesome. Everybody loves World of Warcraft. You can be a ninja, or a knight, or a magician. Yeah.
A magician?
Yeah, you run around casting spells and turning people into sheep. And sometimes you make water for them and bread. And they eat the bread and the water.
For the sheep? Or for the people that turn people into sheep?
Well, no, the people who turn people into sheep, they also turn things into water and bread. So that you can eat and drink it. Ah, noise.
I'm sorry.
But yeah. What?
I don't know.
Penis.
Oh, penis.
Oh, penis.
I'm assuming that we'll eventually get better at this.
I don't.
You don't think we're ever going to get any better?
No.
I mean, with time, you know, we'll work out the kinks.
I assume that this is going to be like... This is the top of the mountain right here. It's never getting any better.
You're trying to kill me.
Marriage is death.
I can't even tell right now if it's still moving or not.
No, it's moving. What? Yeah,
it's,
see?
It's not moving.
Look. No, it is moving.
No.
What do you mean no?
Look, it's...
No, it's doing tick, tick, tick.
38. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, see? It's moving.
No, it's not moving. It's right at 38. It's not moving.
No, it's moving a past 38.
So, yeah, you're probably right. It's not going to get any better.
Nope, not even a little bit.
This is it. This is the,
what you're getting now is what you're getting forever.
Yeah. So, that's just something we're both going to have to deal with.
The sun will plunge into the earth before this gets any better.
We're going to talk about wieners and poop and chud babies and we're going to do it in a very unprofessional manner.
Can I say cunt runts?
I guess based on the subject matter, if we were really, you know, sleek and polished, it just wouldn't be.
No.
Right. Yeah, I guess.
We need to get Steve in here. Steve will come in here.
Steve was a radio guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, Steve is a radio dude. He does radio things.
He doesn't now. Steve changes what he's going to do about every 6 months. He's kind of like Matt Fisher.
He's a wanderer. You can't tie him down.
Yeah. I think now he's riding an ambulance or something.
Riding an ambulance? Why?
I don't know. I think that's what he's doing now.
Like, he does that.
He was in radio. I think at one point he worked at, like, Deerberg's or something. He was a pizza driver. And what else did he do?
Apparently he got married.
Yeah, he did. But yeah, now he drives an ambulance. And Matt Fisher switches what he's going to do about everything.
No, he's been doing his little gym thing.
Well, I mean, you know, he was a karate guy, and then he was a gym guy, and then he was a bodybuilder. And
Well, now he's still doing that.
Is he?
I think.
No. He worked at the vitamin place.
He worked at the vitamin place while he was trying to be a gym dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's still a gym dude. Not at the same gym, though. I think a different gym.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does that count as flip-flopping, or is it just...
Well, I mean, it's...
Relocating.
It's roughly the same thing. I mean, it's like going from one day you work at the Pizza Hut, and then one day you work at the McDonald's. You're still doing the same thing.
You're still doing the same thing.
You got a different shirt on, and you smell different. Yeah. But, I mean, you're still shoveling the same shit.
Pretty much, yeah. Though, I don't know. I think that Pizza Hut would probably be better than McDonald's.
Well,
you know, you make a pizza and then you know, take a 10-minute break. And McDonald's, you know, you're slinging hamburgers all day.
Well, at pizza, you're just slinging toppings all day.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then you can go, like, fuck on the prep table when nobody's around.
Yeah, you certainly can.
Didn't Joey do that a couple times?
I don't know, probably. Good for him. God bless him.
What happened to that Asian dude that worked there who pissed in the thin dough?
The Asian dude that pissed in the
thin
dough?
Yeah. Well, when I got there, I thought there was like some rumor there used to be some Asian manager up there.
That pissed in thin dough?
Yeah, that pissed in things.
Well, I mean, how would he ever get caught?
Apparently he quit and said he pissed in the thin dough.
Unless somebody, you know, has an avid palate for piss and... There's piss in this Pando. How would you even know? I mean, you know, you probably piss many times in your day, and you wouldn't even know because you don't know the taste of piss.
Well, one day I was drunk and I peed, and my penis kind of pointed up like I had
a boner?
Yeah, I had like a sleepy boner.
A sleepy boner? And
yeah,
you pissed in your mouth?
Well, no, I pissed near it, but I caught like it was close enough to where I could, you know, if I wanted to get the taste, I could have.
But you didn't?
No, I didn't
you
want to.
You should have. Then you would have had a frame of reference.
Well, why don't I just piss on my hands and lick my hands?
Let me ask you a question. Would you rather drink your own piss or someone else's?
Whose?
Oh, it depends on who?
Yeah.
Charlize Theron.
I would drink her, period. Fuck her piss.
okay. John Goodman.
No.
You'd rather drink your own piss?
I'd rather drink the piss from a hog's nutsack.
So basically the answer would depend on who it was. But as a general consensus, if from both sides of the spectrum, the most average piss, you know, not the worst person's piss, not the best person's piss, somewhere in the middle. If you could drink an average, everyday person's piss or your own piss, which would you just decide?
Well, my own piss, but that would really depend on if there was blood in it or not.
Do you generally have blood in your piss? I don't think that's good.
Well, no, not lately, but I mean, I've had blood in my piss. Like, we were, like, playing hockey, and the coach was like, "Oh, Napier, you're not running fast enough, and blah, 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 blah. You know what burns my ass? A fire this high." Blech. That kind of shit.
But what does that have to do with blood in your piss?
I used to run until my piss blood.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a lot of running.
That's a lot of piss, too.
Why would you run in hockey when you skate?
Well, I skated, too.
Am I nitpicking?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to run around like a goddamn idiot in my big oversized crap. Yeah. And they used to like, oh, Napier, you're not running fast enough. Like, I'm keeping up with everybody, coach. I'm just bigger than they are. You got to put things into perspective. There's a scale here.
There's a slippery slope.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then me and Tommy Glenn got into a stick swinging match.
Who won?
I did because he was a little bitch and I'm bigger than him.
Little bitch.
Do you remember him? He was tiny as fuck.
I don't remember his size necessarily.
Remember he had a sister. I thought she had like little tiny boobies for her relative size.
I don't remember his, I don't remember his sister either. He had a sister?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh. Why do I not remember that? Shouldn't I remember that?
I don't think she came to games.
Oh. Well then, so you got in like a argument with him or something?
No, he hit me and I hit him and then he hit me in the face with his stick and I hit him in the face with my stick. And then...
Like you swung it like hard?
Yeah, like we were hitting each other in the face with
Why?
Sticks.
Just cause?
Well, apparently, I don't remember exactly what happened, but it, yeah, it turned into me punching him in the face with my hockey stick.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then that was it?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I guess that would be the end of it, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think either one of us really won. It's like... Hey, wait a minute. Are we punching each other in the face with sticks?
When you hit each other in the face with sticks, there are no winners.
No, there clearly are winners. Eventually, some dude gets all his teeth broke out, and then, you know, he might die.
Yeah.
I guess if you died, the other guy won. That's kind of the...
So years from now, when you both... Whoever dies first, that's who won?
Yeah.
Or that's who lost?
Yeah, I mean, it's still ongoing right now.
Yeah.
Just
so right now, you're really still in a battle to the death. It's just when one of you dies, the other one wins. Do you think you'll get a postcard or something?
Well,
there's a, you know, commissioner that's keeping track or
Well, I get to put my name, I get to put my mark on his tombstone, which means that's my victim.
His corpse will taste your piss.
His corpse will taste my fury for eternity.
His corpse will taste the salty goodness of your bloody urine.
I'm keeping my spud in a jar, and I think he's also going to keep his knuckle children in like this big ass mason jar. And when one of us dies, the other one has to be embalmed with the other one's man baby gravy.
That
just filling your every pore. That way you don't become a vampire. Because you have no blood. It's nothing but spood.
Oh, boy. Well, huh.
How long are we doing this for?
I don't know. I guess like an hour.
Like a full hour or like...
Is there a different kind of hour?
Well, you know how like 12 is a dozen and 6 is a retard's dozen?
Well, 6 would be like a half a dozen.
Well, no, it's 7 is a retard's
and
dozen.
And a baker's dozen, it's 11?
No, it's 13.
13?
Yeah.
Why would it be 13?
Because bakers use more.
Is it because they eat one?
Well, I mean, you assume one's going to break on the way.
Oh, so he makes 13 just in case one's fucked up?
Well, you add one more.
So then he doesn't promise a baker's dozen, he promises a dozen, but if there is a baker's dozen, then I guess he didn't fuck up the one.
Well, yeah, bakers need it because it's important to their work, to their science.
To make 13?
Well, you got the extra one just in case you need part of one. Like, you get 12, and like, oh, I don't think that's exactly enough, so I'm going to break open this little shit bag, and we got part of another one.
Well, I guess, like, when you make a bowl of something, you know, you just make however much you got. You don't, like, throw away extra just for the fuck of it.
Well, I do.
You do?
Yeah, because I'm a man.
You just like, throw away whatever is still... Wouldn't you just make it? I mean, what does it matter?
No, I like to toss it in the garbage.
Yeah.
Because fuck the homeless.
We went to some pizza joint yesterday and somebody brought some girl. I didn't know who she was, but
She got up to leave, and there was just a couple of us sitting there. And once she got up to leave, she then talked for like 10 minutes straight. And I didn't want to be rude, but I had no idea what the fuck she was talking about, and I was falling asleep sitting there. And so, like, I've determined from this conversation with this girl where she was just talking and talking and talking, and, like, you know, like I was falling asleep. And at one point I was trying to break it up, like, and so, like, I just farted really loud, and, like, everybody stopped and looked at me like I was a fucking asshole, and then, like, went back to what they were doing. I'm kind of a prick. Like, I had never really thought about it before, but, I mean, like, you know, who's just sitting there at the table and some girl's in the middle of talking about something and just fucking farts? Who does that?
Somebody who doesn't want to talk to said girl anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm just kind of a prick. I guess it would have been ruder. Would it have been ruder to say, hey, shut up.
No, you should do what I do. I make people think that I'm like a half-wit.
Yeah.
And I just, whenever they start talking to me and I don't want to talk, and I go, no, and then I walk away.
Like, when, you just yell at them?
Yeah, I just yell at them. I go, no. Like, have you ever been at the mall when they got those little survey people, and they go, would you like to take a, no. You don't even let them. Just go away. Like, yep. Okay, I got my answer. I got my answer. I am awesome.
Yeah, and so if you keep expectations low, well, I think I've been keeping expectations low for a long time. I don't think anybody, like, you know, comes over to the mic table expecting me to, like, be, you know, warm and cheery and, oh, really? Let's talk about your day for 20 minutes, you know? I mean, don't they almost kind of expect me to monopolize the conversation, fart, and, you know, say fuck a lot?
Well, I mean, you said the girl didn't know you, so how would...
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, you know, I guess the people that did know me there probably weren't thinking, God, Mike's such a dick. They were probably thinking, oh, Mike is being quite Mike in his Mike-ness.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you should...
I wasn't trying to be a dickhead to her. I just kind of
am a
dickhead.
Well, no, you were
kind
of trying to be a dickhead to her.
I don't think I was purposely trying to...
So you didn't purposely fart?
Well, no, I did purposely fart, but I was hoping...
Is farting socially acceptable?
I was hoping that it would have an end game that involved her going, oh, well, it was nice meeting you all, and not, like, you know, go on for another 4 or 5 minutes about, you know,
so,
whatever it is. I think she was talking about, like, her grandma was in the hospital or something. I was like, who gives a shit?
So the options were, I'm sorry, miss, I don't want to talk to you anymore, or...
I don't know your fucking grandma. What does this matter to me? It is like everybody. It sounds like a dickhead thing to say, but I mean, if every asshole that I ever met in my life, you know, if the guy at Papa John's, you go to pick up your pizza, and the guy at Papa John's is like, "Let me tell you about my grandma." It's like, fuck
what,
you,
like
my
Christine?
Food's getting cold, huh?
Like Christine?
Oh, my shoes! I don't know where my shoes are.
Didn't when her dad like blow his brains out and set their house? Well, he set their house on fire. And then blew his brains out. Didn't she, like, talk to customers about the, like, yeah, thanks for ordering the Meat Lover's Pizza. By the way, my dad died after he burnt down our house.
I believe that's accurate, yeah. She offered you her virginity, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I told her she could keep it.
No thanks.
Oh, God, what the fuck is up with... And her one brown tooth.
Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah, that was a little creepy.
That girl wanted you.
Yeah, she did. She actually asked me to spank her a few times.
So I handled that wrong. Is that your judgment on that?
Well, I would have handled it differently. I'm not saying there's no right or wrong.
What would you
wrong.
Have handled it differently? You would have just sat there and looked off into space?
Well, I have to invent a dial tone at my job, so I just invent a dial tone like, that bitch. Wasn't she a whore? That's my grandma. Like, oh, well, am I wrong?
Yeah, so I really don't try to be the way that I am. I mean, it's not like, I mean, with some people, I kind of get the vibe like, you know, they're making a conscious effort to, you know, put on a persona. I'm just kind of a prick.
Well, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, the world needs dicks, pussies, and assholes. We all know this from the South Park guys.
Oh, that thing at the end of Team America World Police.
Yeah, so... Without
dicks,
pussies, and
fuck pussies, and assholes, something, I don't know.
And assholes get shit all over your pussies.
Yeah.
And then dicks fuck assholes as well.
So you're saying the world needs people like me.
Oh, of course.
To fart, to try to... Man, it was loud and it was stinky too. And then another guy was like in the middle of telling a story when I decided to leave. And like I just kind of stood up and high-fived and he kept telling the story. And like I was like, that must have, you know, come off as, man, your fucking story's really boring. Which I guess is accurate, but... You know, I probably didn't look good doing it.
Was it like Michelle Getz's old stories? Like, oh my God, me and my mom were at the high school today, and she was dropping me off, and this car backed up, and we almost got into an accident, but then we didn't.
That's a really bad story.
Yeah, it is, and that's the story she used to tell me all the goddamn time whenever we are out on dates.
Hmm.
Made me want to punch kittens.
Is there an alternative to punching kittens? I mean, what's your outlet if there isn't any kittens around for you to punch?
Well, you can take a shit in a bag and then huck the bag at people, like at their houses.
Do you remember when we got those 2000 Disturbed tapes from that street team and we were out throwing Disturbed tapes at old people?
No, I wasn't there for that one.
Yeah, you weren't you?
No.
As in Bobby's Big Blue Van?
In Bobby's Big Blue Van, we went around and we smashed that cat mailbox that Tom had a boner for.
Oh, yeah. Well, no.
Didn't he try to steal a cement goose and it fell on his leg and almost broke his leg?
when I first discovered the internet, one of the fun things that I found was that if you signed up for street teams, they would send you... like cassette tapes and stickers and, you know, tchotchkes for you to hand out at, you know, schools and stuff. And, they sent me 2,500, tape singles of, Disturbed's Down With The Sickness. So I had 2,500. Can you imagine how big that is?
What would you do
with that? It took two of us to carry it. It was such a big box of tapes.
It was just, like, yeah. Was it a full tape cassette with one single on it?
It had one song on the front, one song on the back. And we had 2,500, I mean, I don't know 2,500 people. I guess what they wanted us to do is they wanted us to see all these tapes and get excited and like, yeah, I'm really, you know, breaking this band. And really, they wanted free labor for us to, you know, haul it up to a rock show or something and hand them out outside the door or something like that. Which, if I was paid to do that, I would be happy to stand outside somewhere and hand out shit. But I wasn't going to do it for free. And so I had these 2,500 tapes. And so we just put them in the back of Bobby's van and just drove around and threw them at pedestrians and shit. And I mean, that was what we did for weeks.
I mean, they didn't figure out, like, where the hell you were getting all of the same tape set, or nobody gave a rat's ass.
Well, who would have given a rat's ass?
I don't know. Were you like a Johnny Appleseed of Disturbed? Like,
yeah,
just planting?
We were the Disturbed Johnny Appleseed. We were just out tossing them. And I don't think we were throwing it at their target demographic. I think we were throwing them at old people and speedwalkers and...
Do people still speed walk? That's kind of like an old lady thing to do.
Well, this was 10 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. It was kind of funny.
Do you realize 1990... Or, 1990 was almost 20 years ago.
Well, it was 20 years ago. It's 2010.
So. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm gonna die.
I know. I mean, the ride's like a third of the way over, man.
No shit. I better stop smoking and putting things into my butt.
Do you store stuff up there, or is it
snacks?
You store snacks.
Well, I can't eat it. I can't eat at work. So I mean, I got to absorb my nutrients rectally. I also tried that with a.
Do you think they would be more upset if you ate, or more upset if you were sticking things in your ass?
You can actually put grain alcohol inside your anus and get drunk that way.
I've heard people die from that, like, often.
Yeah, you pretty much don't know when to stop getting your booze anally inserted. Like, I mean, I guess you can't really...
Because it just hits you all of a sudden. It's not like a...
Wow. That's the one... You know what? If if my life ends in an awesome way, that's great. But as long as I'm not laying in a gutter with a heroin needle stuck in me, or as long as I didn't die by filling my anus full of grain alcohol and then getting alcohol poisoning, that even better.
So those are the two?
Well, yeah.
As long as you don't die in either of those two ways, you're happy.
As long as I'm not naked in the gutter with a heroin needle in me, and you know the cops aren't taking pictures like, look at this faggot, ha ha. And as long as I don't just keel over one day, and then as I die, great alcohol seeps out of my anus, because it has to go somewhere.
Yeah. So those are the two. I mean, you know, being like, you know, raped to death by a gorilla, that's fine. Actually, that'd be pretty badass, actually.
Well, I mean, you would, everybody would know you forever. You were the dude that got raped to death
by
a gorilla.
Raped by a gorilla.
Yeah. I mean, there's no other way to go out sometimes.
You keep expectations fairly low, don't you?
No, I keep them realistic, because when you're reaching for a star, you reach for the lowest one you can.
Yeah, because, I mean, you still got a fucking star.
Exactly. I mean, that's your winner. That's your ring.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? Go for the highest star? It'll take twice as long, and then still you'll be like the guy who, you know, got a star.
Exactly. Fuck those overachieving twats.
Yeah. So, I guess that wraps her up, huh?
Yep, that's our hour. Our hour of awesome.
Do you have parting words or anything like that?
What about that little clip?
Which clip?
From Tombstone.
I don't think I have that anymore.
Oh, well, fuck.
Well, I mean, you didn't mute everything.
Well, I got it there.
Oh, no, I do have it.
Yeah.
All right, parting words. Maybe this should just be our parting words every week. What do you think?
I think that'd be awesome.
Until next week.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
(314) 266-9363 is our comment line. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix.
F-O-Dix?
Email us at WFODix@live.com.
Live.com, motherfucker!
Dix with an S, bitches!
With a Dix?
That's plural, fuck!
More than one Dix, motherfucker!
Hells yeah!
Hells yeah!
Call us, fuckface! Do it, faggot!
Also remember that anything that you send us can be read or played on the podcast. So don't give us your social security number, fucking retard.
Peace!